I just want to start this morning by saying good morning and happy Resurrection Sunday. Listen, this is the whole reason why our faith exists, because Jesus rose from the dead. So if we aren't excited about that this morning, let's take a pulse check. Let's make sure we're alive and living, because this is the greatest day of our life. This is the greatest day of our faith. This is something to get excited about. This is not something to be monotone about. This is not something that we're humdrum, oh, we had to come to church, or it's raining. I don't care if it's raining outside. Jesus is risen and He is Lord. Amen? So last week, we celebrated Jesus as the crowned king. So we looked at Jesus coming in to Jerusalem. He was welcomed by crowds of people, laying out their palm leaves and their robes before Him. And He was humbly riding on a donkey. He was fulfilling prophecy. But today, we don't see Him just as the crowned king. We get to see Him as the conquering king, because He has conquered sin, death, and the grave. Today we celebrate the victory that He is not just our King, but He is our risen King. He is our triumphant Lord and our soon coming King. What does that mean? That means there's a day that He comes back to bring His church all together, to be in glory forever. So let me ask you this morning, have you ever seen a comeback that was so unbelievable it gave you chills? Think of your favorite football team. There's been some close games, right? There's things that you're sitting on the edge of your seat and you're waiting and hoping that they make the right plays, and 1 minute they're losing, but in a moment's final moments of the game, they do something right, and next thing you know, the team has won. Is that not something we get excited about, right? Not for me either, John, because I don't watch sports, but for everybody else, it's something that we get excited about. But maybe you've also lived in your life, you've had moments in your life where you've just hit the lowest of lows, where all hope is lost. You have nothing to look forward to, but then something changed. Now we're walking in victory, but I'm here to tell you today that there is no comeback in history that compares to what happened on that first Easter morning. There's nothing that compares to it, because Jesus didn't just survive, He didn't just resurrect, He conquered. He conquered. So what I want you to take away today, if I could repeat this several times, I'll try to remember to do so. But the key thing that I want you to take away today is that Jesus didn't just escape death, He defeated death. And it's because He defeated death, our sins are paid, and we are reconciled to the Father through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Come on. So Jesus fulfilled prophecy. He defeated sin. He proved that He was the Son of God. And further, the best thing for us today is that it released the Holy Spirit to give us power today. Because Jesus left, we have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bible this morning, and I hope you do, if you don't, somebody next to you surely has one that you can share with, would you find your way to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. It will be on the overhead if you do not have your Bible. And because it's Resurrection Sunday, if you are able and willing, can we stand to our feet as we read Scripture this morning, please? Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Let's read. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and His clothing white as snow. And for fear of Him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for He has risen. As you said, come, see the place. As He said, come see the place where He lay. Then go quickly and tell His disciples that He has risen from the dead, and behold, He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see Him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell His disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." So church, what I want us to know today, this isn't just the story of resurrection. It's the very foundation of our faith. It is the foundation of what we believe. Because if the tomb was still sealed, guess what? Our hope is still buried. But because Jesus is alive and well, our hope is alive and well. So this morning, I say, happy Resurrection Sunday. You may be seated. See, on Resurrection Sunday, the big thing is not just Jesus raising, but it's that the tomb is open. Without the tomb being open, we have no way to know if Jesus was out of the tomb. And so it was not, his resurrection was not meant to be metaphorical. It was not meant only to be spiritual, but rather it was a physical, historical, and undeniable fact. Do you know that there are over 9 different texts in the Bible and out of the Bible that confirm the sightings of Jesus after his resurrection? That there are over 500 eyewitnesses to his resurrection. That's undeniable. One person is one thing, but there was over 500 eyewitnesses who saw him alive. And do you know that the angel didn't roll the stone away so Jesus could get out? No, the angel rolled the stone away so we could look in. So we could see that the tomb was empty. That Jesus was indeed alive. So we could see the evidence of his victory. See, the empty tomb, it proves to us this very thing, that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. Last night we went and saw the movie King of Kings put on by Angel Studios. Amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It is well worth the price of admission. Just a wonderful, and right before Easter too. It couldn't have been better planned, but I got to remember where I was going with that. There is a point for what I was doing with that. The empty tomb proves that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. He is the Son of God. He was the Son of God. He is the Savior. He is the King. He is the King of Kings. That's where I was going with it. So it proves to us this, that the empty tomb proves that Jesus is victorious. It proves that sin didn't win. It proves that death didn't win. It proves that the grave didn't win. It proves that Jesus won. And because Jesus rose from the dead, because the tomb is empty, the way to God is open. It is because of this that we have access to the Father. There is no more separation in our life. There is no more shame. And the curse of sin has been forever broken. We know from scripture reading, the moment Jesus gave up his life on the cross, we know that the veil was torn, and that was to open the way for us to get to God personally, to know God personally. But the resurrection on Sunday confirmed that the way he made is alive and eternal. It wasn't just a one-time thing. It is for eternity. Because Jesus is alive, because he lives, the Holy Spirit has been poured out. We have access to the Holy Spirit, and now we can walk in that daily presence and power of the Father because of the work of the cross. The empty tomb shows us this, that Jesus made a way. But that's not all. That's not all. Because when Jesus walked out of the grave, he didn't just open the way, he crushed the enemy on the way out of the grave. He defeated the enemy. The resurrection wasn't just a victory for Jesus. We also must remember and know and celebrate that it was a defeat for Satan. On that day, Satan was defeated. Let's talk about that. Our second point this morning is the enemy is defeated. See, the devil thought Friday was the end. Does anybody remember Carmen, the singer from like the 90s? Anybody, the song that he did when they crucified Jesus and he's talking, does anybody know what song I'm talking about? Come on, there's a handful of us in here that know that. See, the devil thought that a party was starting on Friday night, But little did he know that the cross was actually the victory, and Sunday flipped the script. See, when the tomb opened, Jesus walked out victorious. I can just hear that song playing in my head now, Dusty. See, what looked like Satan's greatest moment turned out to be his greatest defeat. It was final. It was finished. It was done. And Jesus didn't just slip away in secret in the night. He didn't hide that he was resurrected. He made a public spectacle of it. He showed all creation that he had defeated Satan once and for all. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. It says this: he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to shame, to open shame, by triumphing over them in him. See, on Friday, hell had a plan. But do you know that heaven had the final word? Are you awake with me this morning? Am I the only one excited about this morning? Jesus disarmed the powers of darkness. He broke the grip of sin. You are here because that has taken place. He has made that possible. And he walked out of the grave with authority in his hands. He walked out with all authority. See, Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. If you've ever shared the gospel, and I used to say this, I can't go to church until I get my act together. Anybody? You'll never get your act together. Jesus gets the act together. Okay? He cleans you, and he fixes, and he changes. He did not come to make bad people better. Instead, he came to bring dead people back to life. It is through a relationship with Jesus that we have eternal life. Amen? Because Jesus defeated the devil, we don't have to live under this state of fear. We don't have to walk under defeat. We don't have to walk under demonic bondage and the stresses of life and all the things that just beat us down every single day. Instead, through a relationship with Jesus, we live under the same authority of our risen Savior, Christ Jesus. We walk in that same victory. We have that same access to the same power because of what he did. So what does that mean for us today? If the enemy is defeated, here's what it means. It means that healing is possible. It means that deliverance is real. It means that freedom is here. And this is all because Jesus one. So the tomb, it's open. The tomb is empty because Jesus made a way. The enemy is defeated. Jesus crushed every power that stood against us. But here's the part that brings it home to you and me. That very same power that raised Jesus from the dead didn't just stay in the graveyard. It wasn't just to rise him and then it went away and we never see it. That power now lives in you and me today. Our third and final point this morning. I am seconds away from losing my voice. My third point this morning is this: the power is alive in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says this: if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So that means that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. That is not a metaphor. It is reality. It's not just something that we feel good about. It is reality. See, Romans 8:11, it tells us that resurrection power isn't just something we read about. It's not just something we read in Scripture. It's something that we receive. Jesus didn't rise so we could celebrate one day a year, did he? You're telling me we're doing all of this today for one day a year? We're supposed to celebrate this every day. He rose so we could walk in his power every single day. He rose to give us power. He rose to give us victory. Resurrection is not a past event. Yes, we're celebrating what took place in the past, but resurrection is something that is present reality to all of us. It gives life to our mortal bodies. It transforms us. It gives us power, and it allows us and shapes and guides us how we live every single day. It is through the power that raised Jesus from the dead that we walk in the same path of victory as Him. This is why we believe in Holy Spirit-filled lives. This is why we believe that the Holy Spirit had a huge part and still plays an active part today. You know that salvation is just the beginning, but Jesus also promised us power. He gave us the power to witness, the power to overcome, the power to stand firm, and the power to walk in joy and freedom. Listen, if you need some joy in your life this morning, you have a reason to be joyful, because Jesus defeated the grave. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead now fills us with boldness, with joy, with purpose and strength. See, the resurrection power wasn't just for Jesus to come out of the grave. It wasn't just for the disciples. It wasn't just for the early church in the book of Acts. And we just ended a Acts 2 sermon series on the early church. It is for us today. It is for you. It is for your family. It is for your kids. It is for your neighbors. It is for all of us. And it is for whatever you are facing. You have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness? You aren't meant to just make it through life. Do you know that? We're not just meant to make it through life. We're meant to live fully alive. Does that mean that bad things won't happen? Nope, not at all. Bad things will happen. Because as long as we're part of this world, we are still impacted by the things of this world. But guess what? I was talking to somebody the other night. No matter the circumstances we face, the presence of Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. What you're facing, if you're dealing with sickness, if you're dealing with something in your marriage, or you've got an addiction or this, Jesus is enough. If healing doesn't come, guess what? Jesus is enough. Do you hear me this morning? Jesus is enough in every situation that we walk through. So we're not meant to just make it through life. We're meant to live fully alive. And we can live fully alive because Jesus is enough. It's not Jesus and, it's Jesus. Period. Jesus. Need some victory in your life? Start singing the name of Jesus. Right? Because of Jesus, we don't have to live defeated. If you're walking around with your head hung, you're discouraged, you look like you're beaten down every day of the week, you're upset that things aren't going the way you want, things are tough, life is hard, you're mentally drained this week, you're emotionally drained. Can anybody testify, right? It happens every single week. We get beat down every day of the week, do we not? We do. It happens. But we are not meant to live like that. We can live fully alive because of Jesus. Do you know that Jesus didn't rise so we could just keep our Christian faith to ourselves? He didn't rise so I can be saved, but not you. Not this neighbor, because I don't like him. Pause for dramatic effect. Does anybody have a neighbor you don't like? Right? Come on. We don't have to walk around being quiet about our faith. We don't have to walk around weak, because we are not weak. Because Christ raised from the dead. He defeated all power and authority against Him. We stand in His victorious power. Why do we have a reason to be weak? We don't. There is no reason. He doesn't want us to be powerless. He's given us the Holy Spirit that allows us to walk in power. He rose so we could walk in victory. Walk in victory. Walk in power. Walk in purpose every single day. Do you know that that power is not reserved for the spiritually elite? It is not reserved for those who have been Christians for X amount of years. It is available to every believer right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I have to leave so I can send. He left. The Holy Spirit's here. So if you've been living like the tomb is still sealed, if you are walking through life beaten down and drained and defeated and discouraged, you're living as your Savior has not risen from the dead. You are not recognizing that the tomb is open. If the tomb is sealed, you will stay stuck in fear. If the tomb is still sealed, you will still have shame. You will have spiritual apathy. But today is the day to come out of the grave. Today is the day to open that and recognize that Jesus walked out of the grave victorious for all eternity. For every sin, for every action, for everything that you have walked through, He has defeated it once and for all. So don't just believe in the resurrection. How about we live as if the resurrection was real? How about we live like it's the most important thing in our lives? Turn that down really quick, Johnny. I got to stay away from the front of the stage, apparently. We have to live as if we are walking in victory. We have to live as that we know that Jesus is alive and well. We have to live at that Jesus is the only thing that matters to us. Does my money get me to heaven? Does my hair get me to heaven? I'm just trying to think of silly things at this point. Listen, there is nothing that you can do to get to heaven on your own. Nothing. You can't be good enough. You can't give enough. You can't do this well enough. You can't. If it is not through the power of Jesus, it is not enough. So that's why we come to the point that says Jesus is enough. Not Jesus and, but Jesus, period. So through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is still raising things to life. He's raising your faith to life. He's raising your hope. He gives us new hope. He gives us new purpose. He gives us a future that we can be excited about. It does not matter what this life brings me. I have the hope of eternity and glory with Him. Do you this morning share that same hope? And if that same power is alive and well, and if that same power is in each and every one of us, do you know that nothing is impossible through Christ Jesus? Stacy, if you want to make your way up. Today we have seen the full picture of who Jesus is. From last week declaring Him as the crowned King, welcomed into Jerusalem, fulfilling prophecy, honored by the crowd. But today we get to join together and we get to declare Him the conquering King. He is the conquering King. He didn't just wear a crown of thorns. He crushed the head of the enemy once and for all. He didn't just walk to the cross. He walked out of the grave. He didn't just pay for sin. He broke the power of sin over our lives. Jesus didn't just escape death. He defeated it. He defeated it once and for all. And here's the truth that's going to bring all of this home for each and every one of us. The tomb is open. The tomb is open. The enemy is defeated forever. And that power that raised Jesus from the dead, guess what? It is alive and well through you. You have access as a believer in Christ Jesus to that same power. Jesus didn't rise so we could just sit comfortably in church once a year. So we could come to Easter service and be excited and put on a really big show and do things really well. I'm not saying this is a show, but I think we don't just celebrate on one day. We celebrate every day of the year. He didn't rise so we could celebrate one Sunday a year and admire a moment in history. He rose so we would rise with Him. So we could live empowered, Holy Spirit-filled lives, purpose-driven lives that will shake the world with the hope of the gospel message. That's why our mission here at Engage Church is very simple: engaging our community for Jesus. It's not by going through the motions. It's not by walking around defeated and discouraged and living as if the tomb is empty. It's not by living a small, quiet, hidden life that is weak and powerless. But it's by living in the resurrection power of Christ Jesus. It's by loving boldly. It's by serving faithfully. And it's proclaiming with joy that Jesus is alive. Do we have joy this morning? Jesus is alive. And listen, that mission does not belong to me alone. That mission does not belong to your board members. That mission does not belong to our ministry leaders, our worship leaders, our soundboard. It belongs to each and every one of us. If the tomb is open, death is defeated, the grave is overcome, and sin is squashed forever, we all walk through that. We all carry out that mission. We all have a testimony. Back to a conversation I was having with somebody the other night, talking about how our lives have taken us down a certain path and how we've faced these things and walked through, and how do we use that to reach the lost? How do we use that to reach those that need the hope that we have? Do you know what the basis of that is? Start at Jesus. You can't go wrong if you start with Jesus. If it starts with I or me, try again. It's because of Jesus. So we are raised with Christ this morning to bring life to others. It is through His victory, our victory, and their soon-to-be victory that we are encouraged for. We want to encourage people to walk in healing, to speak with boldness, to live with hope. We want to be a light to shine to people who have never encountered the resurrection power, so that when they encounter it, they will give their lives to Christ Jesus. And do you know that the same Jesus who rose from the dead, do you know that He's here today? Do you know that He's here and He's willing and waiting to meet with you today? Right where you're at. I don't know the situation that goes on in each and every one of your lives. I don't know the struggles that you faced getting to church this morning. But Jesus is here, and Jesus is enough. He is enough. He is ready to raise what's been dead in you back to life. He's ready for you to walk in victory. Amen? Let's stand to our feet this morning. If we can bow our heads and close our eyes. I just want to take time to speak to everybody here. You may be here this Sunday for the first time. You may be here and you haven't been here for a while, or you've come for the past couple weeks and you're still trying to figure all this out. But if you're here today and you are feeling distant from God, if you are unsure where you stand in your relationship with Him, if you are carrying a mountain of guilt that cannot be overcome by your ability, if you have fear or questions, here's the good news. Easter is this. The tomb is open. The way to God is open. And because Jesus rose from the dead, you can walk into a brand new life today. He did not rise so we could have a holiday to remember. He rose so you would experience forgiveness, freedom, and resurrection life right now, in this moment. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you are here and you're ready to receive that gift this morning, if you want to turn from your sin, to surrender your life to King Jesus, and to step into relationship with Him, right now, this is your moment. This is your chance to respond. So if that's you, would you just raise your hand? Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. There's nobody looking around you. If that is you this morning, would you just raise your hand for me? Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Well, church, I'm going to ask that we pray together this morning. If you would, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for going to the cross in my place, for going to the tomb and raising the third day. defeating sin, death, and the grave forever. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to walk in your power. Create in me a new heart and a new life. From this moment on, I declare that the tomb is open and you are risen indeed. In Jesus' precious, holy, and matchless name, amen. Church, I just want to share, we had one person raise their hand this morning. That is a choice that is going to forever alter the rest of your life. It is a moment that is going to define you and your next steps. Let me encourage you, get in your Bible. Get into the book of John. Start in the book of John. Read the book of John. The enemy is going to do everything he can to pull you away because, well, Satan doesn't like to lose. But guess what? You now live victorious in Christ Jesus. Okay? If you want help, if you need a Bible, let me know. I will get you one because that is the most important thing. And then here's the other thing. Get in community. You cannot do this alone. You cannot walk through this life without fellow believers around you. Get in to the community, Sunday school, take part, be here on Sundays, or if you're traveling and you're here, listen, it's important for everybody to be in community. That was a really good place for everybody to say amen, right? We all walk through things of life and we all need help, don't we? We all deal with things that maybe we don't know how to deal with, but maybe somebody in here has dealt with it and they can help us walk through it. They can pray with us and for us in a way that maybe the person next to them can't because they've walked through it. So community is the most important thing. And church, I know the kids are, everyone's excited to go find eggs and then go home and eat lunch. And I don't know if I need lunch after that great breakfast that Tom and Jolie put on. If we can just take a moment to... That was terrific, and thank you to everybody who donated to make that happen. But as we close today, here's what I want to do. I think it's important that we make space to take time to respond. See, if we hear it and then we don't respond, we hear it and we do nothing with it, what happens with it? It goes away, right? If you learn how to tie your shoes once and never tie your shoes again, do you know how to tie your shoes? It's not as easy as riding a bike. Because you can go down a hill on a bike and just figure it out. Can't do that with your shoes. It's a time to make space for response, not just with our words, not with songs that we're getting ready to sing, but it's time to respond from our hearts. So this isn't a moment to rush out of here. It's a moment to respond, even if it's just for a minute. Would you take the time today? See, some of you need a resurrection moment in your life. Some of you are beaten down and discouraged, and you need to be encouraged. Some of you need hope. Some of you, maybe your hope, passion, your faith, it has been defeated. Maybe it's dead. Maybe I've been so beaten down for so long, I don't even know where those are anymore. Maybe this morning you stand here, you're tired, you're dry, spiritually dry, or you're carrying something so heavy that you're about ready to break under the pressure. I encourage you this morning. There is something about coming to the altar and just saying, Jesus, you're enough. The altar is open for anybody who wants to come up here this morning. Whoever wants to stand before the Lord and declare, I want to live in resurrection power. So my question for you this morning, do you want to live in resurrection power this morning? If so, take time to respond.
You talked about there's power in His name. Amen. We are going to sing those names today.